it is Independence Day, and we think about it for so many things this year, just like last year. We think about it a lot. You know, for there's a lot of racing, there's a lot of great food and barbecue and grilling, but it all stems from our men and women in uniform and those great organizations that support them. I am so super excited to have these guys in studio. They're affiliated with the American Legion. They are part of the American Legion, part of Premier Boys State for Illinois. We've got Christopher Benigno and we've got Daniel Lasella. Chris is the executive director of Premier Boys State for Illinois, and Daniel is the director of contests and awards. Guys, welcome to your day. Welcome to WGN and welcome to the 4th of July.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk about it. So the American Legion is one of those things that everybody has heard of. They understand. They've heard of it. They know what it is. But maybe their either relationship with it or maybe exactly what it is and what's going and how active things are may be a little disconnected. So, you know, one of you guys, just kind of share a little background on American Legion today.
Sure. So I've been a Legionnaire for several years. I'm with the Romeoville Post 52. In Romeoville, Illinois, and it's just a great organization. It's been around since 1919. We're based on four pillars: Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, National Security, Americanism, and Children and Youth. And, you know, our Boys State program kind of falls into Americanism, but it can also fall into Children and Youth because we're trying to mold our young men for what's to come.
It's the kind of thing where you think about it on the veteran side, but there are so many different ways to participate and support the American Legion. We'll, of course, get the websites and everything that happens with that. Daniel, you know, think about this. You're part of the Sons of the American Legion. So there's more opportunities if people are listening and they think to themselves, well, I haven't served, but I have family members who have. There's ways to get involved, participate, and be a part of it all.
Correct. Many of the American Legion programs are staffed by non-member individuals such as myself. I happen to be a member of the Sons of the American Legion to honor the service of my three generations of my family before me. And so that's another way to contribute to the mission of the American Legion without being a member.
Yeah, you know, our family background, we've got, a father, a stepfather, you know, both were in the Air Force. My grandfather was in World War II. So always been connected and excited about hearing, you know, all sorts of different stories about the military, but just circumstances of life. I wasn't a part of it myself. So there's still a great, even if you feel that connection, to be a part and support it. So talk a little bit about it. Maybe, Christopher, like in Romeoville, the places people drive by, they'll see American Legions, you know, throughout their communities, wherever they are. Like, what happens in them? Because some people think that maybe it's a community center or maybe it's just a clubhouse for members, but there's a lot of ways to get involved.
Sure, absolutely. So in Romeoville, we don't have a physical post. So we just do a lot of things throughout the community. We help other organizations. We raise money for other organizations, for our veterans. We have a Gifts to the Yanks program in the American Legion. So during Christmas time, we go to the veteran homes and we give out material that they can use, blankets, things like that. So we just try to help out everybody that needs help and that's doing good things in the community. And that's what the American Legion is all about.
Well, let's talk about it sort of nationally. We reach 38 states in Canada with WGN, a huge signal. Obviously, you know, the voice of Chicago, we're right here, but, is the American Legion, of course, it's nationwide. Is it more active maybe in one state or another? And where do we fall here in Illinois?
No, they're very active throughout the country. I couldn't say that we're the best, but I'd like
Come
to say
on,
that we're the best.
I'll say it for you.
I can tell you that there's a lot of active posts and a lot of up and coming posts that are getting active every day. So, you know, and we're just looking for younger members. Me myself, I'm also a Sons of the American Legion to honor my father's service. So I'm a dual member. So I want to put that out there to people that are listening. You can be a Sons, you can be an American Legion member, you can be a dual member.
How does that, how does it work? So for people hearing this thing, hey, I want to get involved with this, especially on the 4th of July, feeling especially patriotic and wanting to maybe take that action step. Like how do people do it? Like, is there a website? How do they get involved?
So the best way to do it is to reach out to your local post. You know, they're the ones that are in your community, and they're the ones that are giving back to your community. So that's where you really want to have your membership. But you can visit our website, illegion.org, and you can get some more information on that. And it talks about our four pillars, all of our programs for our children, for our youth, for our veterans and their families. You know, we try to support everybody that we can.
Christopher Menino, he is the executive director for Illinois, the premier Boys State, the first program ever, the inspiration, the genesis, the superhero origin story of all of that great activity. And Daniel is, he helps out with and directs the awards and some of the contests that go along with that. I think now more than ever, you know, it's the kind of thing, you know, on the civic side of it, with everything that's going on in the country, on the election side, you know, we talked off the air, is that people say, hey, they don't teach financial literacy enough in school. I think the civic side of it is really missing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the one of the pillars of our program at Boys State is an advanced, or maybe not advanced, maybe an introductory civics education for our future leaders of our state and country.
We got Christopher Benigno. He is the executive director. Daniel LaSella, director of contests and awards. Guys, let's talk about this program. It's cool to have a program that is out there leading the way, but to be the first, the premier, I mean, that's a huge honor, right? Maybe a little weight and pressure to be awesome. You guys are doing it.
Right. So so just a little history. The founding Illinois Legionnaire Hayes Kennedy had this vision, right, to develop an Americanism program to combat the anti-American inspiration pioneer camps that were popping up. Along with the Legionnaires Harold Card and Matthew Murphy, they organized the first American Legion Premier Boys State program at the Illinois State Fairgrounds in 1935. So we're coming up on 90 years. The program has continued every year except for three. We didn't have a program in 1945 because of World War II, and then 2020 and 2021 because of the worldwide pandemic. But we've been going every other year. And we're proud to be able to say that we serve every community in the state of Illinois. We get boys from all over the state to this program, and it's phenomenal just watching them interact. And we put them in rooms with somebody who's, you know, they don't know, so they're rooming with somebody, so it's their first contact of a college experience, and it's just, it's, they learn so much from each other, and they realize that they may have differences because this one's from an urban environment, this one's from a rural environment, but they have so many things in common.
Yeah, you kind of get that, the idea, right, that you have a lot more in common than maybe you do have differences. And when you can put people together in a situation where they're all trying new things, exploring new ways to communicate and be a part of it, I think it's exciting stuff. And it all happens right there on the Eastern Illinois campus. That's where it's been for a number of years.
50 years.
Yeah, 50 years. Now, before we went to the break, we talked about it, is that is one of the things, especially if you look at, you know, what's happening out there in the current events, you know, civics awareness and education on what happens and how our leaders are chosen and how they, you know, compete for opportunities to represent us. I think it's more important than I don't want to say ever, right? Because there were times when the inspiration to start it all happened, and obviously that was important, but it's certainly important now.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've evolved throughout the years, and we've added new things. Last year, this last session, I should say this year because we just ended, but we added a civility program because we don't believe that there's a whole lot of civility in this world today. So we wanted to try to teach the young men what that's all about while they're still, you know, 17 years old.
You describe the programs. So, and I know our son Maxwell participated in it. He was not aware of it until he became aware of it, and now it is something that he's going to be talking about for the rest of his life. Made some, I think, lifelong friends through the program as well. And so for parents and people that are hearing about it, you know, describe the situations that the kids are in. It's a week-long program, and describe what it is that they experience and then some of that beneficial impacts.
Sure. So it's a program that really starts by focusing on the state and local government, and it's a learn by doing program. So boys are assigned to their own city and their own county upon arrival, and they stand up a city government and a county government, and eventually later in the week a state government, and they have city councils that tackle issues they have to that are facing them. Same with the county level, same with the state level. They have caucuses at the city and county level to find their candidates, to debate credentials or to evaluate credentials, debate issues, and so forth. State primary convention. All of this mirrors the way real government, real institutions work in the state of Illinois.
And even though those bodies are existing at every level throughout the state and in communities, a lot of people, it's kind of a mystery. So Maxwell, and he was voted the mayor of his town, so he had to run city council meetings. I just think it's like so valuable, because otherwise you can go through your entire life not really knowing how your town works.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, just to be clear, yes, this is an American Legion program, but it's not a military program, and that's kind of a misnomer, right? It's an Americanism program, civics program, and youth leadership program. So,
but there are elements of the military that are part. There's a militia involved with it, and so you don't stray completely far away from the roots of the Legion.
No, we don't. The militia, AKA point formation. We get the boys to march together just to get from point A to point B and to be able to do something as a group, which is always fun to watch.
A little structure involved in that. It doesn't hurt anybody. And you look at some of those people nationally who've been a part of this, it's an impressive list.
Absolutely. Bill Clinton, when he was writing his autobiography after his presidency, dedicated 3 pages to his experience at Arkansas Boy State.
Do you find that when you look at some of these people, and it goes all walks of life. You've got movie stars, sports heroes, certainly on the political side, it lights a fire in some people to pursue that. But, you know, leaders of so many different vocations have Boys State in their background.
Yeah. Tom Brokaw went to Boys State. Illinois Boys State, we're proud to say that Michael Frericks, our Illinois treasurer, went to Boys State.
Maybe works out with some funding. Who knows, right? You can be inspired to do that. Daniel, talk a little bit about the contests and the awards, like what it is that you're directing, overseeing, and how that comes into play.
Sure. So throughout the week, to incentivize participation in the various aspects of the program, we have a variety of contests and awards. We give away 9 scholarships during the week. We have an essay contest, a speech contest. Winners of certain of the elections are also given scholarships, and so that's a way that there's a little bit of a competitive flair to some of the activities there. And really, when you think about dollars versus people you're competing against, it's a very good opportunity for the young men who attend the program.
You know, when it comes to competition, I know in some areas that it can be competitive even to get to participate in it. So give information how, you know, it just happened now, so people who want to sort of get lined up and be prepared to participate in it next year, what would they do?
Yeah, so visit IllinoisBoysState.org. Our registration's open right now for the 2025 session. It's always the second week of June, right before Father's Day. It's a great program, and on top of the close to $20,000 in scholarship money that we give away every year, they have a chance to go to Boys Nation. We select 2 senators from our program to go to Boys Nation, and they get an all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C., wow. And they get to go through that program and run for president and vice president. They visit the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They visit the White House. So it's a great experience.
Throughout the country, kids can attend. So the 38 states that we reach, they can all attend Boys State, but only here in Illinois can you attend Premier Illinois Boys State. And so give the website one more time, Christopher.
IllinoisBoysState.org.
In the last 30 seconds we've got, this is a big day. You know, there's a little pressure for you guys to celebrate in appropriate and patriotic ways. What are you guys doing?
Well, if I can interject just a quick second, I have to give a shout out. We do have an Illini girls state also. So girls, we're not leaving you out. There's an Illini girls state. Visit their website. They have a similar program. Check it out. They got speech contests. They have 3 scholarship opportunities. For information, ilgirlstate@gmail.com. You can You can go there and ask any questions. And what we're doing today, this is it for me. I mean, I'm going to get with some family and go see some fireworks and celebrate.
A lot of the same.
They're doing it just like you guys, except they do it for the American Legion in Illinois Premier Boys State.